You may not know this bhajan, but we'll sing a Radharani song. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Bolo Varshani Wari ki jai, jai, jai. Bolo Varshani Wari ki jai, jai. Ni ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Thakurani ki jai, Hari Pyari ki jai. Thakurani ki jai, Hari Pyari ki jai. Vishabhanu Dulari ki jai, jai, jai. Vishabhanu Dulari ki jai, jai, jai. Gaurangi ki jai, Hemangi ki jai. Gaurangi ki jai, Hemangi ki jai. Rajaraja Kumari ki jai, jai, jai. Rajaraja Kumari ki jai, jai, jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Vrajarani ki jai, Vrajadevi ki jai. Vrajarani ki jai, Vrajadevi ki jai. Kavara Vangari ki jai, jai, jai. Kavara Vangari ki jai, jai, jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Bolo Varshani Wari ki jai, jai, jai. Bolo Varshani Wari ki jai, jai, jai. Muninda Vrinda Vandate Triloka Shoka Harani Prasana Vakka Panka Jaina Kunja Bhuvilasani Vajendra Bhanu Nandani Vajendra Suna Sangate Kada Karishyasi Hamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Ashoka Vriksha Valari Vatana Manda Paskate Kavala Vala Pala Vapka Palunangri Komale Parabhayasparat Kare Prabhuta Sampadalaye Kada Karishyasi Hamam Kripakataksha Bhajanam Anangaranga Mangala Prashanga Bangura Bhuvam Savi Brahmam Sasam Brahmam Jaganta Bhanu Pattanai Narantanam Vasikrita Patita Nanda Nandane Kada Karishyasi Hamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Sadit Suvarna Champaka Padita Gaura Vigrahe Mukapava Parasta Koti Sharadenda Mandale Vachitka Chitta Sanchara Chakora Shavalochane Kada Karishyasi Hamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Madon Madatti Yovane Pramodamana Mandate Kriyanuraga Ranjate Kalavilasa Pandate Ananya Danya Kunjaraja Kama Keli Kovade Kada Karishyasi Hamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Asheshahava Bhava Dira Hirahara Bhushate Prabhuta Shatta Kumbha Kumbha Kumbhi Kumbhi Sastane Prashasta Mandahasya Chuna Purna Sokya Sagare Kada Karishyasi Hamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Nitya Lila Pravishna Om Vishnu Pad Paramhamsa Pari Vraj Vakacharya Sluta Sata Sisi Mad Divine Graciela A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Guru Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitya Lila Pravishna Om Vishnu Pad Paramhamsa Pari Vraj Vakacharya Sluta Sata Sisi Mad Divine Grace, Shiva Bhakti, Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Thakur, Prabhupada, Sri Jai, Nithya Devasom Vishnu, Pad, Paramahamsa, Shiva Sachi, Shiva Gopi, Shiva Das, Babaji Maharaj, Ki Jai, Nithya Devasom Vishnu, Pad, Paramahamsa, Shiva Sachi, Nanda Bhakti, Vinod Thakur, Ki Jai, Ananta Koti, Vaishnavinda, Ki Jai, Namacharya Sahidas Thakur, Ki Jai, Frame sake of host, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Mrityananda, Siddhartha, Gadadhar, Sivasadi, Gold Bhaktivinda, Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha, Krishna, Gop, Gopinath, Shyamakunda, Radha, Kunda, Giri, Govardhan, Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham, Ki Jai, Navadvip Mayapur Dham, Ki Jai, Gangamayi, Ki Jai, Jamunamayi, Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi, Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi, Ki Jai, Samaveda, Bhaktivinda, Ki Jai, Gold Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to CC Guru and Gananga. Reading from the CC Radha Kripa Kataksha Stava Raja, spoken by Lord Shiva to Gauri in the Udva Nayat Tantra. Muninda Vinda Vandate in the assembly of all the topmost munis. She is Vandate. She all the prayers in Sukadev, Narada, Uddhava, all the topmost munis, Muninda Vinda Vandate, they're offering prayers. Chiloka Shokaharani, and she destroys all the distress in all the three worlds. Prasanna Vakkapankajay, and her joyful face blooms like a lotus. Nakunjabhu Vilasani. And she delights in pastimes in the kunjas of Vrindavan. Vrijendra Bhanu Nandani, and she's the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Vrijendra Suna Sangate. And she is the dearly beloved of Vrijendra Nandana Krishna. Kada Karishya Shihamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. Oh, when will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Saksuran Murtam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadhamayam Sadati Sapadantikam Adadanastanam Dante Idam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhoja Dulisham Janma Janmani Paragi Yug Bhakti Risham Payatnai Apayamam Manabipsamandam Kripambudhiya Paraduka Duki Sanatanastham Prabhumasrayami Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Tajami Radham Aravindanetram Smarami Radham Maduras Matasyam Sadami Radham Karuna Bhadadram Katomama Yasti Gatir Nakapi Ha Devi Kakubara Gugadaya Devacha Yachena Patya Bubi Dandavaru Batarti Asya Pasara Mubadasya Janasya Kripa Gandharva Ketavagane Gananam Vadehi Radhe Vrindavana Deshi Kananam Vata Vahini Kripaya Nijapad Habshadasyam mayam padiyatam panchakalpa tarubhyasya kripa sindhu bhayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasade Ghor Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. And we're beginning our Radhastami celebration. You can also meditate on Barsana. Today, God Brother is visiting me, Kapilaso, who joined in Vrindavan in 1976. And we're remembering being there when Prabhupada was there in Vrindavan. And especially meditating on Barsana Dham, Lord Brahma appears. If you go to Barsana, that beautiful, beautiful Barsana Pariklam, and the four hills where the big temple is, and then Mankutir, famous pastime, where Krishna, Radharani, caught Krishna, the Jendranandana Krishna, going with someone else apparently, and she went into a high state of ecstasy called man, transcendental peak or anger in her love for Krishna, and Krishna could not break her man until he found her on top of the hill, sitting on a throne surrounded by her sakis. And he cried, and the tears washed her feet. We see that picture there. The Queen of Vrindavan. Prabhupada said in Vrindavan, they don't say Jai Krishna, they say Jai Radhe. Such a wonderful place. I'm just thinking those four peaks, Mankutir, Morkutir, the peacock pastime where Radha and Krishna seeing the thundering clouds, the peacocks were dancing, and then Radha and Krishna and the blind poet, the Laskar, four heads, Chatumukha Brahma, Lord Brahma, appeared at that hill, just as in Nandagram, Nandishwara, Lord Shiva appeared. Those four hills. Why? Because Brahma has four heads. And why Lord Brahma? Because where does Srimati Radharani appear? In the Gaudiya Brahma Madhva Sampradaya from Brahma. Lord Brahma. And then I'm also remembering, and I don't know how much we can speak. I think I'll also speak Sunday, but the mood in Vrindavan for the pleasure of Krishna. And the pleasure of Krishna is Srimati Radharani, because she has the full capacity to please Krishna, because she is the Sarup Shakti, the Purna Shakti, the complete potency to please Krishna. And with that potency to please Krishna, by wanting to love Krishna and please Krishna, it also manifests into the most wonderful varieties of offerings for Krishna. So I was just thinking how nice, because on a day like this, you can't help but think of Vrindavan. Somehow here in the West, the Janmashtami festival is very big, and Radhastami festival maybe not as big. But in Vrindavan, it's the opposite way around. Our Janmashtami festival, that's nice, but our Radhastami festival, that's something special. And we always get the favorite vegetable preparation of Srimati Radharani, arbi sabji. And then here in the West, they make Radha Red, plum chutney. And I'm just thinking, I always tell that story. Maybe some of you haven't heard, but that's so nice. I can tell it again and again. That I used to do work for, administrative work. I had to go to Delhi, and I would always be there. And then I'd rush back to Vrindavan, and the train from Delhi would arrive at 2 o'clock. And then there was a train that goes twice a day, or maybe even once a day, a 1 meter gauge train goes from Mathura to Vrindavan. And it goes at the same time. And what is the name of that train in Vrindavan? The Radharani Express. It's like, the smoke comes, and it's all these wonderful, funky sadhus sitting in the train. So I was wondering, I don't have a time to buy a ticket. I said, okay, what will I do? I just ran and jumped into the train. And then I remember, I loved this train, and it's going, the Radharani Express, going to Vrindavan. I remember I would always chant, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Moha. So I would chant that, and then I remember I got off at the train station, the Vrindavan train station, and then I had the dilemma, what will I do now, because I didn't have a ticket. So I thought, what should I do? Should I just walk through with confidence? Or I said, no, let me be honest. So I remember this so clearly. There was a nice ticket collector with a Rajasthani mustache, very dignified, Rajput. And I said, dear sir, I didn't have time to buy a ticket. And then he looked at me and he said, you don't need a ticket to get into Vrindavan. Just chant, Jai Radhe. I remember. So many nice remembrances. Actually, I'm going there soon, so the expectation now is increasing. So we'll speak something. There's actually so much to speak, but in such a short time, perhaps. But I wanted to start with a sense of gratitude. Gratitude for Prabhupada, who actually gave us his most confidential subject matter, revealed in our Anarpita Charim Charat Kunaya Batir Na Kalo. Of course, Nimbarka had some sense of that, but generally, Anarpita Charim Charat Kunaya Batir Anarpita, never before bestowed. The incredible kripa and mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Give the deepest subject to the people with the least qualification for it. But that becomes our qualification, our feeling of gratitude. Our little meditation on the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. How he made the sacrifice of leaving Vrindavan to come to New York. Why? To give us this treasure. To give us this treasure. And when Prabhupada was on the Jaladut, he had that prayer when he was singing. He wrote it on the Jaladut. He said, I emphatically say to you, O brothers, you will obtain your good fortune from the Supreme Lord Krishna only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with you. That was Prabhupada's mood. So in these days, Bhakati Janani Madhava Titi, of course this is not yet Radhastami, but I'm thinking of Vrindavan where actually when you have festival, it should be several days leading up to the day. But gratitude, and I'm also meditating my dear godbrother Parthasarathy Prabhu, who's very deeply immersed in these subjects, and I gave that mantra, which I repeat again, that to advance we need mercy. Mercy comes from the great souls, and the conduit for that mercy is our worship and glorification of them. The worship of glorification, the humble position, the one of gratitude, which opens up our heart, puts us in a position to receive that mercy in terms of some appreciation and devotion. And this is the mood of our whole line. Our line is to give Radha. And I wrote down some things before this, and this is I do this on these days that just go through our acharyas and what is their mood. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He says the only reason we have any to do with Krishna is that Srimati Radharani loves him so much. That's our mood. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Radhika Dasyam. Of course, I've told this many times. I don't even know who's listening, but when you repeat the same thing, even if you heard it in context, you can appreciate it more. That he was asked, where will I... Someone asked him, where would you prefer to do your bhajan? And he said, Kurukshetra. And Kurukshetra is usually associated with the Bhagavad Gita and the, you know, the Mahabharata. So a little surprise, because yes, I went to Jyotisar, where Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita. But generally, we don't go so much there. We go to Vrindavan. We go to Mayapur, maybe Puri, where the inner mood of our tradition is given. So then, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, why? He said, because I am Radhika Dasyam. And that was her greatest moment of need. And what was Srimati Radharani's greatest moment of need? Well, after 96 years of separation. And what was her separation? When Uddhava came to Vrindavan, and he was a great scholar, disciple of Brihaspati. I forgot the verse, but I used to remember the verse. He was supremely intelligent and Krishna's confidant. The highest devotee of Krishna outside of Vrindavan is Uddhava. Because he's intimate. Outside of Vrindavan, Krishna takes a position of authority. But Uddhava was Parishad. He was close associate. And therefore, Krishna can entrust him with that intense service, confidential service of giving a message to Srimati Radharani. And Uddhava came to Vrindavan, and he went to a place called Uddhava Kyari, between Nandagram and Barsana. Kyari means field of Uddhava. Very secret. I remember one time, I went to Uddhava Kyari, and there was one of Prabhupada's godbrothers. I remember Narayan Maharaj, that's what we asked him, which of Prabhupada's godbrothers really is deep in these subjects. Something like that. And he once mentioned this, his name was Janardhan Maharaj. Considered very advanced. And somehow I was going to Uddhava Kyari with Tamal Krishna Maharaj. I forgot which, Bodhijan Prabhu, maybe Giridhar Swami. And we saw this Janardhan Maharaj. Feeling the mood of the place, his tears in his eyes, the mood of separation. Because that's where Radharani was in such a high state of ecstasy, jalpa prati jalpa, in madness, prema vichitya, Krishna is not there, but she sees Krishna. No, prema, yeah, Krishna is not there, but she sees Krishna out of her love. And there's a bumblebee. The bumblebee. I'm not going to go now into Rimsky-Korsakov's Flight of the Bumblebee. Da-na-na, da-na-na, da-na. Anyway, sees the bumblebee. And I remember, right, the mood. He sees Srimati Radharani talking. You are the unreliable servant to the bumblebee of an unreliable master. So, she's such a mood of deep separation. We can't imagine. In Vilap Kushmanjali, there are prayers with the red lac of your lotus feet. This is actually the mood of separation from Srimati Radharani by Rati Manjari, which is Raghunath Das Goswami's Sarup Siddhi. With the red lac of your lotus feet, please cure this servant near dead by this snake bite of separation from you. So you can understand her deep feelings of separation. And she goes to Kurukshetra. And there's Krishna, but he's in Rajavesh, the king, and she's feeling separation in union. And she wants to take Krishna back to Vrindavan, and that's the Rath Yatra cart. We all also know from the Gaur Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to get that sentiment of love and devotion in such a deep way. In the mood. And therefore he said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and in one prayer he said, I am absolutely unable to tolerate Sri Radhika's pitiful condition when she's suffering in separation from Krishna. But I am fully prepared to immediately give up my life for the sake of their happy reunion. And then, Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, what was his mood? I don't know if any of you ever heard. He wrote this song expressing his mood about Radharani. It's called Kotaya Go Premamayi Radhe. Where is she who is full of praying? It's Kota Go Premamayi Radhe, 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 Go Jaya Radhe, Radhe. Tikadiya Prana Raka Radhe, Radhe. Tamara Kangala Tomaya Dhake. Radha, give me your darshan and save my life. Your wretched beggar calls to you, Radhe, 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 Vrindavana Varasini, Radhe, 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 Kanumana Mohini, Radhe. Oh, Radha, you may enjoy. Where? Anyway, it's a very beautiful song, but that's his mood. And then what is Prabhupada's mood? We thought that the aspiration is what? To have the mood of selfless service. Manjari Bhav. It's the Bhav, the mood of selfless service. And that's what Prabhupada taught. He taught the mood of selfless service so that we can enter Braj. So this is from I forgot what book, but I put down. Prabhupada said, this is so nice, we can meditate on this for the next few days, because we're all so fallen. And our only hope for advancement is to become an object of mercy. And nectar devotion, Prabhupada said, but the devotees taking advantage of his compassionate nature, which is represented by Radharani, always pray to Radharani for Krishna's compassion. The compassionate nature. You want to seek Krishna, you need his mercy. The compassionate nature. I think Radharani once saw that a small forgot what it was, a small calf was cut by a piece of grass on the lip, and Radharani was just crying. Compassionate means what? Unable to bear the distress of others. That's the mood of Srimati Radharani. She's unable, open-hearted, fully in love. Open-hearted, fully in love means a manifestation of compassion. And therefore, we want to seek that open heart, unable to bear the distress of others. Prabhupada says, Radharani, the symbol of the topmost bhakti, is so powerful that she has purchased Krishna. Therefore, Vaishnavas take shelter of the lotus feet of Radharani. For if she recommends, oh, here is a nice devotee, Krishna must accept. Oh, here is a nice. So getting the mercy of Srimati Radharani by serving the servant of Srimati Radharani. What was the prayer of Prabhupada's
chopping to the feet.
Father? What did he pray when the sadhus come? Oh, please make my son a nice devotee of Srimati Radharani. And one, I think this is Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, Prabhupada wrote, we should be more interested in worship of Radharani, for however fallen we may be, if somehow or other we can please her, we can very easily understand Krishna. And therefore we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare is the vocative for Hara, which is Radharani. O Radha, O Krishna. O Radha, O Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Radha, Radha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna means Radharani in and Krishna in union. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, in separation. Or it means Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 means Radharani in separation from Krishna. Hare, Hare is Krishna in separation from Radharani. Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they teach us the inner meanings of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So our line is seeking the petition. Radhika. So now we should say also something about the tattva or philosophy of Radharani. There's Shakti, Man, and Shakti. Basically, all that exists is Radharani and Krishna. Ultimately. Because there's Krishna and the energy of Krishna. And our whole goal is what? To be free from ignorance so we can realize truth. And we realize truth, rasa vaisaha. When we realize truth, what is there? There's Krishna and Radharani and the love between them. That's the ultimate truth. There's Shakti. Shakti means potency or energy. And what is Shakti? Very interesting, because it's described, Radharani is the Srup Shakti. She's the Purna Shakti. She He's the complete manifestation of Krishna's energy. But what is energy? What is Shakti? Shakti means to please the possessor of the potency. For example, we have a knowledge potency. And we use that for our benefit. We have a sensual potency. We use that for our benefit. We have a strength potency. We use that for our benefit. So what is the very nature of potency? The very nature of potency is to please. So the very nature of Krishna's Shakti, or Radharani, is to please him. And what is pleasure? Pleasure is love. What actually pleases someone is affection or love, which is offered and manifest in so many ways. Therefore, the chief of the Shaktis is Ladini Shakti, the pleasure potency. And therefore, it's described what? Is the Ladini Shakti, the essence of the Ladini Shakti. The essence of the Ladini Shakti is Krishna Prema, or love of Godhead. And when that love or prema is manifest to the highest degree, that's called Mahabhav. And Srimati Radharani is Mahabhav Swarup. She is the embodiment of that pleasure. She has the full capacity to give Krishna pleasure, because she is the full embodiment of love. And with that love, she can offer to Krishna the full. And therefore, when we want to actually please Krishna, we assist the service of Srimati Radharani. That's Mahabhav Swarup. And therefore, you see in various books, there's descriptions of even the jewelry of Radharani, her decoration. But the nature is that she's completely selfless. And therefore, it's called Kama Rup. Kama Rup, or the spiritual mood of conjugal love, Kamarup, means the form of, Kama means lust, but it's the form of lust, but it has nothing to do with lust. It just means, in the material world, when we have a frame of reference of the material world, lust is the most intense desire. So it's the same form of the intense desire, but the desire is completely different, because the desire is how Krishna can be pleased. And therefore, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami explains that it's like gold and lead. They're both metals, but the quality is so much different. So therefore, everything is pleasure. And therefore, when Radharani wears a jewel, it's not different than her. Why? Because why does she put on a jewel? Because it looks pleasing and it will give Krishna pleasure. So everything about her is actually condensedly composed of love for Krishna. And because she's the complete manifestation of the highest love, everything about her is intensely, even a jewel, it's intensely beautiful. Why? Because it's a composition of the intense desire to please Krishna. Therefore, Radharani is in Nandagram. She has the benediction from Durvasa Muni that whatever she cooks,
will be as sweet as nectar, and whoever eats it will be healthy and long-lived. And therefore, Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda, they approach Purnamasi, that this Radharani must cook for Krishna. And Purnamasi is like the guru, Vrindavan. So Radharani would come every day to cook for Krishna. Every day she would come. Radharani would live in Jawit 6 months of the year, where she was married to Abhimanyu, her so-called husband, and she would cook. And we know, if some of you remember being in Jawit, that wonderful path that goes from Jawit and passes through Ter Kadamba. It passes through Ter Kadamba, and then you can see Nanda Bhavan, and Radharani would come every day, and Mother Yasoda would love her because she loves Krishna. Just like one udipan, one inspiration for love of someone is the people who are the servants or lovers of that person. That's so natural. That's so natural. So she loved Radharani because Radharani loved Krishna and had full capacity. Everything about her was for the pleasure of Krishna. Even all her wonder. Anyway, she comes there and she has two beautiful decorations. Avaram. Avaram means the sindhu and the hair. The musk decorations on the chin, the sandalwood drawings. And then there's the alankar, there's all her jewels, but she's going into the kitchen. And when she goes into the kitchen, she takes off all the jewels. And she goes into the kitchen. And she's in such an intense state of love, although there's 100 stoves. And when she comes, who is actually in charge of the kitchen? Rohini. And when she comes, everything is already set up, and Srimati Radharani, she kind of sits on a platform and she directs the cooking. Because of her intense love, she wants to please Krishna, and therefore the intense love manifests into the most wonderful taste. So that when Krishna eats his breakfast and he tastes a special flavor, he's tasting the love of Srimati Radharani. That's why I always say that. Why do we like home cooking even more than restaurant cooking? It's unfortunate you see in New York City, no one has a kitchen in their house. Everyone eats out at restaurants. So they get the sensual experience, but their hearts do not get filled with love. When there's someone at home that's cooking and he loves you, and the good tastes are not about their prestige or their ego as a big chef, but their cooking is about how much they love you and want to please you, then when you eat and taste their cooking, you're eating their love. So Radharani is in charge of the kitchen. And the flavors, you see a good cook when they cook with love, they'll cook for your taste and things will come out very fine. When you eat it, your heart will be nourished, not just your tongue. Of course, not everything that Krishna ate was always tasty. One time he was in Ter Kadamba. We know that place. In between Nandagan and Jawat, and someone came by and said, "Hey, there's a big festival today. There's a big festival today," and he was holding all these wonderful ladus. "Take one. We're celebrating a big festival." And Krishna took it. First he spoke. He said, "Oh, what is that festival?" And then the laddu came in his mouth, and as he took a bite, the person ate it. The person, as he was taking the first bite, just as his teeth were coming into laddu, the person said, "Radharani got married today." And then it tasted, he curled his mouth in such bitter taste. So it's not just, so the mind, full capacity, and that pleasure that shocked your energy to please, it manifests into so many wonderful qualities. And all the Nitya Siddha gopis, they're manifestations for the exaltation of Ras. There must be many. Even Radharani and Chandravali compete, as described in Skanda Purana, 16,108 prominent gopis, and of those, 108 are prominent, of those, 8, the Astakasaki, and then I bet there's 2, Radharani and Chandravali. And of those, Radharani's, and they compete, and Radharani competes with Chandravali. She competes with Chandravali. But why does she compete? Isn't a Vaishnav supposed to just push others forward towards Krishna? Why is Radharani competing with Chandravali? Because she is that can serve Krishna better and give Krishna more pleasure. And therefore she competes because she competes because she wants Krishna to be happy. She has the full capacity. And therefore she expands. I once read, I can't confirm it, but I would like that Rupa Manjari is the manifestation of Radharani's form. We know that Tunga Vidya, music, different qualities are manifest into the different satis, and the exaltation of Ras, like the Rasa Leela. And what is the Rasa Leela? It's described in Ramananda Sambhad. This is the glories of Srimati Radharani. It's describing, Ramananda Sambhad is a comparative religion. It goes higher and higher and higher. Higher and higher and higher. And until it comes to pure devotion, until it comes to pure devotional service, Gyane Priyasam Upputudu, giving up all speculation and sitting at the lotus feet of the pure devotee, Sarup Siddha Bhakti performed with purity. And then finally, Lord Chaitanya says, TK, only when it gets to the cowherd boys, when there's some intimacy and equality, does he say, A Uttama, this is best. And then finally it goes higher to the gopi, explains, Ramana, explains, ye yata mam prapadyante, that Krishna promised, as you surrender to me, I reward you. But he could not meet his promise with the gopi, because he could not love them as much as they loved him. And then there's that famous verse, napadaye hum, I cannot repay you. You'll have to be satisfied with the love itself. You've left everything to come to me. So it's so exalted. It's so exalted. But even though the gopis are so exalted in their love that Krishna cannot repay them, he leaves them all. When Srimati Radharani leaves the Rasa dance, he leaves them all. And Krishnadas Kaviraj said, Lord Krishna's desire in the Rasa Leela circle is perfectly complete, but Srimati Radharani is the binding link of that desire. Since Krishna's lusty desires were not satisfied, even in the midst of hundreds and hundreds of gopis. And he was thus searching after Srimati Radharani. We can easily imagine how transcendentally qualified she must be. Napadiye Hum, I cannot repay you. But hundreds and thousands without Srimati Radharani. It's perfectly complete, but is the binding desire. And therefore, we know in the 10th canto, she leaves and Krishna looks, and the gopis are searching. And what is their conclusion? Aniyara dito nunam bhagavan hadir ishvara yano vihaya govinda kritiyam. That aniyara dita, no other gopi can please Krishna so much because he has left everyone else to search her out. Radhika means worship. No, it's the full, ontologically, it's the full capacity to serve Krishna. And every other aspect of Krishna's pleasure is nourished by her, the embodiment of the Govardhini Shakti potency. That's her position. And it's kind of getting late, but there's more, but I'll just say we'll discuss Radharani's qualities. Radharani has a blue garment. She wears a blue garment. Why? Because it's a reflection of her heart. Krishna wears a golden garment because it's a reflection of his heart. Radharani is therefore known as Krishna Mayi. What does Mayi mean? It means composed, absorbed in Krishna. She only sees Krishna. He Radhe Vaja Deva Kecha Lalite. He Nanda. Where? She only sees Krishna. She's completely absorbed in every aspect. Now we can silence ourselves and take deep breaths and look in our heart. How much in our heart is the voice that for others? How much in our heart is for others? How much in our heart is for Guru? How much in our heart is for Krishna? How loud and consuming is that voice? And how loud is the voice, me, 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 me. Bhav, prema means only that voice. Prema means there's nothing else in the consciousness but the voice, the desire, the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. And when that voice is at its highest state, where one cannot live a moment. Ashlishyava pararitam panastumam adarshanam mamatam karotuva. Cannot live a moment. We know when Krishna left Vrindavan, Srimati Radharani grabbed the tamal tree, which is a very dark tree, and she said, let me die now. Prema Vivart. Krishna is not there and you see Krishna. But now that I have you, let me die now. Let me die now. And when I die, let my body go to dust, that my body can merge into the dust of Vrindavan and your lotus feet can walk upon me. Let the water element in my body merge with all the kuns and braja so that you may bathe and the water may embrace your body. Let the wind element in my body merge with the wind of Vrindavan. The wind of Vrindavan, Vayenu Drishtam, it's serving Krishna. It's moving for Krishna's pleasure. When we're in Vrindavan and we feel the breezes, we are taking the prasad of Krishna. And if we feel a nice breeze, we should feel, oh, how Krishna must have been pleased by that breeze. So Krishna Mayi, absorbed in Krishna, and Krishna Mayi, she is the Mayi, the Shakti of Krishna. The full manifestation of the Shakti of Krishna. And she has so many qualities which are the composition of this fullest love. The fullest love manifests in the most exquisite sweetness. It's described that Radharani's eyes are so beautiful that it devours the beauty of the charming blue lotus. And her eyes defeat the charming beauty of the beauty of the blue lotus, and her face surpasses a forest of freshly blooming lotuses. And her luster, this is my favorite one, the color of Radharani. If you go in Vrindavan, in the fields, you'll see this mustard, this golden color. It's so beautiful. And the luster of Radharani is so beautiful. This is the best one. It puts gold in a painful condition. A scholar in garland making. It's very interesting. I told that story. Prabhupada walked out of his room. I told it the last time. Prabhupada walked out of his room. And when Prabhupada walked out of his room, they offered him a garland that was bought in the store. They bought outside. And it was like just white, unfragrant flowers and wilted. And Prabhupada, I saw him curl in distaste. Why? Because it was a reflection of the lack of love of his disciples. Not that he wanted anything. He wanted them to have love for their benefit. So he taught everyone. He called the ladies in the temple and taught them how to make garlands. But Radharani is a scholar in the art of making garlands. Vaijayanti malas of five forest flowers hanging down to the knees. Imagine when Krishna gets the garland of Radharani, that's a representation of her love. And can you imagine the fragrance and beauty of that garland? And that fragrance and that beauty of that garland is Mahabhav Sarup. It is non-different than Srimati Radharani because it's an embodiment of her love. So, anyway, we will end now because it's 10 o'clock. And I know different places, there's different days for Radhastami, but because I'm leaving on Friday where I'm here, in fact, in the background, Mahahari, who is Kamal Krishna Maharaj's cook, there cooking a feast for us to have tomorrow, at least part of it. And then we'll do something, and then Friday I'll go to New Jersey. Anybody's in the area, just evening we'll do something at Gopi Shores, and then Saturday I'll go up to Albany, the devotees up in Albany, we'll have a little festival. So it's always nice, I always feel special mercy that somehow or other, speak many times on this subject. Okay, so anybody have any questions?
Hare Krishna
Maharaj. Hare Bhagavad Gita.
I don't know how much I can squeeze in.
Well, ask one question, but speak loudly.
Okay, one was, well, I thought Radharani's color, her complexion.
Yeah.
Represented her mood, her golden complexion. Yet, her garments, you say, also do that, which are blue.
Yeah. Well, variety is the spice of life. So, variety is the spice of life that it's the golden color. It pleases Krishna so much. It pleases Krishna so much. It's so beautiful. Kapileshwar, you remember in Vrindavan, the mustard fields, as you would sometimes go to Govardhan, or that's the color of Radharani. It's so pleasing. In fact, Krishna climbs up on a kadamba tree because they have these flowers that are yellow and have the fragrance of Srimati Radharani. So that's her offering. That's how her love manifests. It manifests in the most beautiful color. But her love also manifests in wearing the badge of her loyalty and dedication to Krishna in the form of a blue sari.
Okay.
Okay? Okay, thank you, Gail.
Mm.
One more?
From myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually it was just a minor technical point was I was accustomed to you describing Vaichitya or Prema Vaichitya.
Yeah.
As when Radharani is in that state of ecstasy where
Krishna is there and she doesn't see Krishna. And prema vibhart is when Krishna is not there and she sees Krishna.
Okay.
And that's also the bumblebee. She saw the bumblebee as a representative of Krishna.
Yeah, how do you say that one again? The bumblebee one that...
You are the unreliable servant of an unreliable master.
No,
so much love for Krishna. She can't forget Krishna. And I once was in the garden in Dallas, and Prabhupada was giving lectures there every night. And I remember he was reading from the Krishna, they were reading from him from the Krishna book every night. And there was a part in the Krishna book where the gopis were saying, you know, we're criticizing Krishna. You know, I forgot what part, he's unchaste and that, and, you know, we must forget him. And they go on, and Prabhupada was laughing and appreciating so much. He said, they can't forget Krishna. Even they were, like, criticizing him. We should forget him. We should not remember him. And Prabhupada was appreciating the irony, you know, that they just can't. He was laughing, Prabhupada, appreciating. They can't forget Krishna. I remember sitting in the garden in Dallas. There was one backyard garden. And every night, Prabhupada would sit there listening to Krishna book. And I seem to remember one particular time where Prabhupada got so into the story that he gave details that weren't there. I believe it's when Krishna stole Rukmini. I forgot, then Prabhupada, I forgot something like that, and Rukmini took the reins and Krishna was... I mean, I don't remember that, but okay. We'll have to go now because it's getting a little bit late. Hare Krishna, Jaya Radhe. Shama Gauri Nitya Kishori Pritama Jori Sri Radhe. Rasikara silo, chaila chabilo, gunagara bilo, Sri Krishna, maino manaha, maha modaka, sundabaratara, Sri Radhe, labanabarangi, navalachi bangi, shama suangi, Sri Krishna. Would anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Okay. Anybody like to say Hare Krishna? Okay. You're all there. Okay, we will end for today.
Hi, Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Who's that?
This is Kishori Radha.
Oh, Kishori Radha. Hare Krishna. Thank you. I'll be there on Friday.
And Chaitre?
Yeah.
Who's that? Is someone else there?
Satsvarupa Maharaj.
Who?
Satsvarupa Maharaj.
Satsvarupa Maharaj. Hare Bol. Wow. Thank you for joining.
Please take my handshake.
Okay, through the phone. Thank you. Okay. Okay, you excited the people here who are your dear followers.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, we'll end for today then.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Who's that?
This is Rasagya in Austin.
Rasagya, Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're trying to say something on this difficult subject matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.